The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Naturalization ceremonies. This is a segment of Court Shorts from Bench to Blackboard series. From Bench to Blackboard podcast, help teachers connect their students with the federal courts, one gavel tap at a time.
How many amendments are in the Constitution? How many voting members are in the House of Representatives? What did Susan B. Anthony do? To high school teachers, these questions may sound like they are straight from last week's quiz, but they're actually part of an exam that hundreds of thousands of foreign-born immigrants take each year to become naturalized United States citizens. Hello, this is Beverly Hallberg with United States Courts. In this segment of Court Shorts, From Bench to Blackboard, we discuss student participation in naturalization ceremonies. These occasions can be formative experiences that deepen students' understanding and appreciation of their own rights and responsibilities. Ceremonies are open to the public and offer a variety of ways to participate. Here are five steps to getting your students involved.
Step 1. Know what to expect at the ceremony.
Naturalization ceremonies are usually conducted at a federal courthouse. However, they are sometimes held at historic sites or community landmarks.
Please be seated and come to order.
A federal judge presides and a color guard presents the flag. After the audience recites the Pledge of Allegiance, special guests give inspirational speeches.
Today, you will join the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The people seeking citizenship stand and are recognized.
All petitioners, please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
They take an oath of allegiance.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. Will you please be seated?
And the presiding judge says a few words before adjourning the session. After the ceremony, there is a reception for the new citizens and their families.
Step 2. Plan your students' involvement.
Before contacting your local federal court to get permission to participate, think through how your students might want to become involved. Here are some examples. They can form a receiving line to welcome the new citizens and their guests. Qualified students can serve in a color guard and present the flags. Also, students may lead the Pledge of Allegiance or sing a patriotic anthem. Prior to the event, some teachers assign an essay that a pre-selected student reads at the ceremony. Others have their students write and present welcome letters. After the ceremony, some teachers have their students staff a table with voter registration cards, information about jury service, and community volunteerism.
Step 3. Contact your local federal court.
After you've identified your students' interests and abilities, contact the Office of the Clerk of the U.S. District Court nearest you. Ask the clerk for a meeting to discuss how your students might become involved. Bring a one-page list of your ideas, because the person responsible for the naturalization ceremonies will be at the meeting.
Step 4. Invite your school's media to cover the event.
If the clerk of court grants permission for school media coverage, invite students who are active in your school's journalism, yearbook, broadcasting, and social media programs to do an assignment about the ceremony. Covering the event is just another way to experience it and involve more students.
Step 5. Rehearse and execute the approved plan.
It's now time to prepare your students. In advance of the ceremony, rehearse the students' roles and prepare them to gain as much as they can from the experience. Once your students are comfortable with their roles, they can be active participants. As a teacher, you will be creating a memorable community interaction that allows your students to participate in welcoming newcomers into the mosaic of America.
So how can teachers continue their professional development in court literacy and find classroom-ready resources, activities, games, and assignments? By listening to Court Shorts and by visiting us online at www.uscourts.gov. Court Shorts are a production of the Administrative Office of the United States Courts.